Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Wednesday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress, because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting!
Sorry, Caroline, that's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Wednesday.
Congratulations, you made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Wednesday.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. I've ripped the NHL all morning and afternoon so far, so what the heck, let's do it one more time. In color, the league is incredibly dumb for its rule of suspending a player one game if they pull out of the All-Star game. And this lunacy has local implications now because Jonathan Toews had to withdraw from the exhibition due to illness, so he has been suspended for the one game and won't be able to play at Colorado next Tuesday. As for the Bulls, they're in L.A. facing the Lakers tonight, the first of a seven-game road trip. Derrick Rose will play, as will Etuan Moore. Kirk Heinrich, Mike Dunleavy, and Nico Miritich all will miss tonight's contest. Out at Missouri is quarterback Matty Mauch, who has been kicked off the team after he was seen snorting a white powder-like substance, one guess on what that was, on a video that was posted on social media. Tennis Novak Djokovic defeated Roger Federer in four sets today to advance to the finals of the Australian Open. And in college buckets, we'll have the Illinois-Ohio State right here on The Score later this evening. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you'll always save a fistful of dollars. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov for more details. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50, where the Broncos will meet the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you so much, David Schuster. Enjoyed you and your editorials very much today. Thank you to our guests, Tom
Editorials.
Thayer.
Editorials? What is he, Eric Severide all of a sudden?
He had thoughts on the NHL.
He's been giving it to the NHL all day.
All day.
All day.
Well, it is.
Heard him this morning. Heard him now. For the love of God.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty dumb. Come on.
David's got thoughts, damn it. Tom Thayer joined us today. Peter Schrager from Fox Sports and his Schrager bombs. Joel Myers joined us as well, showing off, among other things, his encyclopedic knowledge of jazz. Goodness. Started rattling off players and venues.
Dude, I could listen to him read his grocery list.
Yeah.
And I'd be... It just, dude. And did you... He was in the Key and Peele sketches, too. Mm-hmm. He did the
was he the guy doing the East-West?
Oh, yeah. The introductions of the player names.
Oh,
yeah.
That's brilliant. Producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski. Thank you, man. Kevin Zipak also helps out on the show. Brian Gersh does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Hub Arkish will join us. Jim Margalis from Southside Sox will talk some White Sox with us as we are curious about Ian Desmond or Austin Jackson or Dexter Fowler, although there's Cubs and Dexter Fowler rumors right now as well. Now it's time for Boers and Bernstein, a little transition. We call it the Shift Change, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Grab a Chicago Wolves fan 4-pack tickets, food, and sodas starting at only $89. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I caught some of the Cam Newton talk as I was driving to the gym. And just to clarify something about what I think, Jason, you pointed out properly some of the hypocrisy surrounding Jim McMahon. Jim McMahon was revered for being an a-hole. I mean, people adored him. And the counterculture heroism of this guy just because he was a jerk. And the moment, remember his first press conference? Remember when he arrived? Mm-hmm. He got out of the limo, Terry, remember?
Yep. Oh, I
drinking
remember.
A beer in the middle of the day. He was a hero. And even the touchdown celebrations.
The funky QB.
Remember the touchdown celebrations where he'd headbutt his offensive line? He's just one of the guys. he's just like the offensive lineman. He's
back,
not one
way.
Of these elitist quarterbacks. Look at him.
Who gives footballs to cancer patients and little girls?
Yeah, the headbutts bring on a whole other.
Well, exactly.
That whole other issue.
But that was, he was a folk hero. Yeah. A folk hero selling books based on this. I don't remember what everybody says I should do.
I wanted to wear. I think you could talk to Cam Newton, can't you?
I wanted to wear a headband because of Walter Payton and Jim McMahon when I was a kid. Like, I didn't want a pair of Ruse because I thought those were awful shoes. but I wanted to wear, like, I didn't.
Is
like,
this a show I come to for the weed, by the way?
Terry, what do you need?
I'm sure there's some dank around your area, Terry. I'm sure there's whole fields of it.
The Mokina dank.
You've never seen something like a government raid of an entire farm or a field, like in Belize, where they just set an entire field on fire, an acre of weed, and the whole neighborhood just comes out and just pulls up a chair and just takes it on in. You know, like you got the whole neighborhood high because you wanted to burn down half an acre of weed.
Well, who brings the Cheetos?
Here's the thing about the McMahon
plantain
thing.
Chips.
I did not grow up in a Bears fan household.
Right.
Okay. My dad and my brother thought that Jim McMahon was a jackass.
He was.
Okay.
You should have had to deal with him.
There is a proprietary nature to the McMahon love that you're talking about that clouds your impression of what it was.
But because I'm saying here he was a god.
That's fine.
Even though he couldn't really play.
But you know, and not everybody loved Brett Favre's overt celebrations and stuff. You made fun of it. I used to make fun of it all the time.
Field, waving his wang at for a touchdown.
That was a different celebration.
Yeah, it's a camera phone involved there.
But that's why there's levels to the Cam thing, because there's a proprietary nature to that stuff, too.
I guess I don't get the effort it takes to try to not like Cam Newton. I just think it takes so much effort to try to figure out why there's stuff not to like. Why bother? Why work that hard to justify something that you just seems to make you uncomfortable for obvious reasons?
Isn't he one of the reasons you watch sports?
Without a doubt.
To see how great somebody can become?
Exactly.
Isn't that
is.
Part of what the deal should be? And never mind anything else?
He's the star actor that you go to the movie to see.
Yeah, isn't that what he's become?
Yeah, he's good
music. I don't
know
what else you want in sports. What are you watching it for?
Terry, and it's so crazy because Terry is of that age and of that generation where a lot of these things should bother me. And we used to have these conversations, Terry, and I'd be absolutely astounded at the things that I thought should and would bother Terry that didn't. And I always appreciated that about him because, yeah, he's got his sensibilities. He's got his things that, you know, you just don't do in his world. But there was also those things that jumped up and you're like, oh, damn, Terry, I thought for sure. And maybe that was me, you know, putting you and pigeonholing you into a situation where you shouldn't have been. But I've always appreciated that about you because you went hard when you had to go hard. But there was also some things that I would have never guessed that you enjoyed or were entertained by. And I did appreciate that in you.
Well, thank you. My generation is screwed up. That's why I hate white people. I mean, I get it.
But you know what? With the Cam thing, too, I said this to Shep. There is a ton as far as on the other side of things, there is a ton of white guilt when it comes to him, too. There's a ton of guys who can't wait to tell you how much they like Cam. And I'm like, you don't have to like him because if you don't like people dancing or you don't like all that, you don't have to like him because he's the guy that's dancing.
Doesn't mean you don't appreciate him as a great player.
Some people also don't like quarterbacks doing that thing. There's a different line for quarterbacks for
that's
some
what
people.
I mentioned. The defensive ends and wide receivers can get away with that. But when you've got the guy who's the face of your franchise and
how can you be a leader like that? How can you be a selfish, narcissistic leader?
And it's been happening since the 60s and 70s and the 80s and the 90s.
See, Terry, you can help us with this. When it's Namath versus Johnny Unitas and Earl Morrill, and there's no race there, but there's long flowing hair and there's Party Boy and Broadway Joe and sitting by the pool and that whole thing, and there was an institutional crackdown on what Namath represented.
But they were never
there?
Told that they couldn't play quarterback, though. And they didn't have the mental aptitude.
Just predicting the victory and the bragging part of it and the lifestyle and all the other stuff. See, it still came under the microscope, even though he was white and dopey, but white and dopey was fine then. You could be that and you could live that life, but he was different than anybody that I could think playing quarterback. Bobby Lane was an old drunk and a carouser. But, I mean, Joe Namath.
That was the name of his first album.
Well, the drunks had come long before him, guys who liked to have a good time.
Yeah.
But Namath just took it to another level. And he also took it to a level being bad at quarterback. He just sucks. So, I mean, there's no, he's not in any conversation. You know, you love right.